brother. What's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I dig it.
Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Sam. How you doing?
I'm good, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing great at Cool Off.
Yeah, thank goodness. That humidity is not my favorite thing.
Yeah, well, you've been clamoring and crying for the warm weather.
I know. You can't please me.
Yeah, well, I don't know about all those things, but I do know the guy on the other end of the line. He knows. You can talk to him about anything, you know. You can ask him if there's life on Mars, and I bet you he'll be able to tell you that, yeah, there
is. That's how full of it he is.
Hey, good morning, Sandy. How you doing, my friend?
I'm pretty good. I'm full of it.
It is. It's an unusual time for you and I. It's what, Wednesday, and you and I are together.
Well, you know, we missed Monday. I don't want to have go into withdrawal.
Friday. It's been a long, long, lonesome.
Oh, that's right. We missed Friday too. We had this. The station went black.
And you know, Sandy, man, so much has been going on since you and I last had a chance to sit down and chat. But I want to begin, Sandy, with the economy and just where we really are. And I was reading or talking about President Biden and his plan to deal with inflation. And he talked about as I talked about it on yesterday, him saying, well, the Federal Reserve, not all of us, but many of us are aware that the Federal Reserve is going to be the leader in bringing inflation under control, and that I've learned from you over the years that the number one tool for doing that will be, raising the interest rates. And so the short side of that is the backside of that, or backstory to raising the interest rates is recession. Sandy, so we haven't talked for a while. Where are we, man? Where are we headed? Off the cliff?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think there's been a time when the information, the news bag for business news has been fuller. You know, there's just so much simultaneously going on in the economy now. We've got the shortages that are created by the pandemic, and the dislocation of jobs. So we're short on staff. The pandemic, that staff shortage created lots of shortages in the supply chain. We have the shortages created by the Ukrainian war and the food shortages and gasoline and oil and natural gas shortages. So that all of those shortages have the potential to drive prices up very rapidly, because commodity prices don't just move, they move quickly. And we can see that now. We saw it at the gas pumps. And we have problems associated with interest rates needing to go up to adjust for the inflation that all of this is causing. Plus, in fact, we increased buying power. You can see that the infrastructure bill was quite effective at creating jobs. All you have to do is drive on a road in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
And find out that every potential road construction site is under construction at the same time, which tells you that there's every potential construction worker in Wisconsin who could potentially be working on a road is employed right now. And I would guess that lots of these projects will be delayed somewhat because they won't be able to get enough workers to actually do all the road construction, because that's happening in every other kind of form of construction now. So all of these things are conflating in the economy right now, as well as we have a stock market that was soaring at a very high height with investors ever since 2000 and 2020, basically worrying about when the recession was going to come. So we've had a constant growth curve going on, but it's been fragile for a whole bunch of years in terms of people worrying when the shoe would fall. So now we have all these conditions in which the shoe is likely to fall. We've had a great deal of wealth that's been created by the policy of low interest rates and the accident and the policies that created these low interest rates. And those low interest rates have created a great deal of asset value. So people who own stock got very rich. People who have houses that inflated in value a great deal. But the salaries didn't go up as quickly as all of the other wealth that was accumulated. And now that salaries are beginning to go up, the economists are beginning to worry about what they call a wage price spiral. And they're worrying that these rising wages will cause inflation. Well, rising wages are the way Tom, Dick, and Mary accumulate wealth. It's not with assets. So it's interesting. When assets were appreciating like mad, no one was talking about suppressing that because of the effect that rising asset values would have other than making the rich quite a bit richer. But when wages start going up, we have to start worrying about inflation and a wage price spiral. So life is the economic life isn't the socioeconomic world isn't very fair to Tom, Dick, and Mary.
You know, Sandy, when we're talking about the hourly wage going up, it disappears when all of the other things around it.
Yeah.
It's not like people were looking at a $2 an hour increase in what they were making.
Here's the problem. Inflation is primarily driven by the purchase of things, okay? Right. And it's not driven by the purchase of stocks or assets or the things that wealthy people do with their money. It's basically driven by the things that Tom, Dick, and Mary do with their money. So if we have enough money to bid up the price of avocados, the price of avocados can go up. If we have the money in our pocket to pay for rising prices in gasoline, the price of gasoline goes up. So economists, with their surgical minds, they aren't worried about society that much, realize that when wages go up, there's enough money in people's pockets to bid prices up so it can sustain inflation. So all of the policies to beat inflation are designed to take money out of the pocket of Tom, Dick, and Mary. It's when you raise interest rates, you make it harder for Tom, Dick, and Mary to borrow money to buy a house or to buy a car or to buy a dishwasher or an appliance or to borrow money through their credit card to consume, 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 to consume.
We just ran into a Sandy. Okay. All right. So we ran into a little snafu with Sandy. He'll be back. And, you know, Sam, all of the things that Sandy is talking about, and you know, the average person, you and I, we don't have that cash expenditure or access to cash through the wealth of the stock market that people have made. And so, as Sandy talked about, you know, people spending, people aren't spending cash they have, they're spending credit. You know, it's on the interest, the plastic that we are dealing with. You know, so I think so. Sandy's back, right? Okay. Well, so it's people buying on credit, and so the more you buy on credit, you know, the more difficult things become. So I guess Sandy's back.
Welcome back, Sandy.
All right, Sandy.
Sorry.
That's okay. Okay. But let me ask you, because before you went to Never Neverland, you were talking about you know, the average person and people looking at the average person spending. But now we're at a point, Sandy, where the average person isn't spending cash that they have. It's now credit. And
well, I mean, that's the deal. The economic policies to kill inflation are designed to take either the money that people could borrow out of their pocket to buy things like credit card debt or mortgage debt or installment debt. All of those things are not things that are helping the wealthy buy assets. It's all stuff that helped Tom, Dick, and Mary purchase the things that are needed in life. And it's the bidding up of the prices of those things that drive inflation. That's the things that are measured in the market basket that is the consumer price index.
You know, Sandy, Tom, Dick, and Mary, at some point in time, that credit, those cards are going to have to be paid. And you know, it's one thing to have the credit, but it's another one when you get to a point of living off of it and you find yourself in a quandary, right?
Yes, but I mean, the wage. So I was started this with the issue that economists are now talking about, and conservatives are talking about, the worry about the wage price spiral, meaning that wages are going up. We have to worry because now they're going to bid up prices and create inflation. Well, wages have been suppressed for a very long time, and it's interesting and ironic that now when wages start going up, we start talking about implementing government policies to suppress that. You know, it's the wages of Tom, Dick, and Mary.
Hey, Sandy, hold that thought. Got to go to a break. Sandy Williams is on. We'll come to the phone lines after the break. Stay on the lines. We'll be right back.